his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they wanted to preach. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to preach. That bore to many Western universities, McGill University, he had a very strong desire to preach. Then he attempted little. Then his son, my Guru Maharaj, he was interested. He also attempted. He sent his disciple to London. And he wanted me also. Therefore, at the last stage of my life, at the age of 70 years, I made an attempt that our predecessors, they wanted, and they wanted me also to do that. So my other godbrothers, they could not do very well. So let me try.
And what is your relationship with the Baha'i faith? The Baha'i faith that also preach Krishna consciousness?
They preach Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
I don't think.
You don't know the Baha'is? B apostrophe?
I have heard the name, but they are preaching Krishna consciousness.
Not your kind, but they worship Krishna. Not the same kind of consciousness, but they also worship Krishna.
I don't know.
You don't know about the Baha'is, don't you?
Do you know the
Baha'is? Yeah, more or less. They accept all religions, and yet part of their worship is Krishna. They have the person of Krishna. But the difference is that we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the Baha'is...
That and many others, they also do. That. They also worship Jesus Christ. That is, we have no disrespect for anyone.
And you've been rather successful in institutionalizing a religion, getting a large number of temples constructed or built or taken over,
yes,
and a large number of followers. Yes. Why do you think you're so successful?
I don't think successful, but people say.
Very good. Who does?
I will be successful when everyone will chant Hare
Krishna. But in Western countries where people have to adopt a different style of dress and a different lifestyle altogether, it means that you're asking for a very large commitment. And yet they do it. Are you saying that it's the strength of what you're preaching, or are they unhappy with what they found?
No,
otherwise.
They look very nice with this dress. Don't you appreciate?
That wasn't my question. Yes, I think it's very nice. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't shave my hair, and I wouldn't dress like that.
You cannot sacrifice so much.
Oh, I sacrifice up here. I sacrifice up here.
They have got a spirit of sacrifice.
But you ask a great deal of people. Why do you think they're willing to give?
I ask only four things. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, that's all. But these four things are very, very difficult for the Western people. That I know. You see, God consciousness cannot be achieved by any third class man. One must be the topmost first class man. Then he can.
And who decides who's first class?
Yes, that is decided by Krishna. Find out this verse. Jesham tu antagatam papam jananam punna karmana. Give me water. Te danda mahoni mukta bhajanti maam. Krishna says, who can become fully Krishna conscious? That definition is there.
Jesam tu antagatam papam yanam punya karmanam Tridvantva maha nirmukta vajante mam dridavataha. This is from the Bhagavad Gita. Translation. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service. Determination.
So this is not very ordinary thing. Papam, sinful life. At the present moment, people are very, very much addicted to sinful life.
Why? Why?
Because they're less intelligent. Therefore, they don't care for death. Neither they have got any idea what is going to happen after death. Formerly people were afraid of committing sin. They knew that after death I have to suffer. Now, at the present moment, the rascals are so daring, they do not care what is seen, what is going to happen next life, they do not care. That means less intelligent.
What's going to happen to you in the next life?
Huh?
What happens to you in the next life?
My life? According to Shastra, if you have actually developed Krishna consciousness, then we are going to Krishna.
And you are?
I may not, but they will go. And even if it is a failure, then the next life is guaranteed human life and very nice life. You find out this verse. Suchinang simutangi yuga brashta sanjaya.
Prapya punya kritam rukam Visitva sasvati samaha sutinam srimatam grihe yoga yoga brasto vijayate.
Translation. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy.
Even one is failure and one is successful, then janma karma
janma karma cha me divyam
jivam
yogidita buddha satyam deham purna janma maiti so arjuna. Anyone who understands the birth, the transcendental nature of my birth and activities does not again return to this material world, it comes to my supreme.
This is for the successful, and that is for the unsuccessful.
And while we're on success, how many people in India are becoming like these?
Many.
As many as is in the West, or more?
More.
More. Do you have more temples there than here?
Oh yeah. We have got very recent, we have very big temple. There are many other temples in Vrindavan.
And what is your relationship with, say, the Ramakrishna Mission?
Oh, we have not. We don't accept them as any authority.
Why not?
Because they are not doing according to Shastra. They are doing whimsical.
But they are doing very good social work.
Social work has nothing to do with spiritual work.
Does this organization do social work?
Yes, this is the best social work. We are giving the best education, best knowledge, best hope of next life. What do they mean? They do not know what is next life.
When you do the translations, do
I have all translated during these 10 years.
Yeah, and
I began translating from 1968 or 1969. I was publishing that Back to Godhead paper even from my Grihastha life from 1944.
And when you do the translation,
then I began translating from 1968 or 1969. And I published my first book in 1962. Then next was in 1964. And then the third volume was published in 1965. And then I came to America. Mm-hmm. And then I translated all these books, whatever you see, about 50 books. This is about 1100 pages. Other books are not less than 400.
I have many on my shelf, thanks to you. Where and when did you learn English?
In Calcutta. I was educated in a college. My professors are all Europeans.
Which college?
Scottish Churches. You know that? Our time, Dr. Watt. He was principal, and I was student of philosophy of Dr. W. S. Urquhart. He was my professor, and our English professor was Mr. Cameron, Mr. Scrimgeour, Mr. Warren, and I was student of economics also, one Mr. Kidd. All our professors were Scotsmen, English.
And after you left the college, were you employed?
Yes, I was appointed manager of a very big laboratory, Dr. Bose's laboratory.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've heard of it. While you were in the college, or afterwards, did you participate in any political movements?
Yes. I joined this Gandhis.
You did?
Yes.
And you met Gandhi?
I met him several times, but not as personal interview. But I liked his movement, national movement.
Why?
A young man, everyone likes politics. Actually, later on I did not like. When I was mature, and when I met my Guru Maharaj, then I thought all these things, bogus. It is nothing, no way. Social movement, political movement, they are simply wasting time. Real movement is Krishna consciousness.
Why why do you think a large number of people followed Gandhi? Why did they like him?
Well, a large number of people follow Lenin. They are not important. Neither Lenin is important nor their followers. I don't think Gandhi's followers are as many as that of Lenin's.
True.
So these things are not important.
But don't you look upon him as a religious man? Gandhi, religious man?
He is a politician. In the garb of, he consolidated the mass of Indian people, becoming a Mahatma. But he was not a man.
Why not?
No, according to Tulsi.
Mahatma
Anusthaman Pratham Devi Prakriti Vas. We have to judge from this Bhagavad Gita. Our test tube is Bhagavad Gita.
Mahatmanustamam pata dairim papitim ashitaha bhajanti ananya manaso gatva bhuta dimavyayam. Translation. O Samapita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
Dead. Because you are a student of history, Mahatma Gandhi is a photograph with Gita. Did he speak anything about Gita or Krishna in the history of his life? Then how is Mahatma?
People called him that.
People called that's another thing. That is the defect of the modern civilization. The fox pop. The people may be asses, still their boards are asses. The people are trained out as the fourth class, fifth class men, and their boards are asses. This is the defect of the modern people. They are not trained out as first class men, and still their boards are asses. Therefore, in a very advanced country, America, there was a mistake. Nixon, they elected him president, then he dragged him down. That is a mistake. Yes. They did not elect a first-class man, and later on they could understand. So everywhere it is going on. Vox populi, the people are less intelligent. They do not know whom to vote. And besides that, vote can be purchased. They purchase, do purchase by paying according to the country. So what is the value of this vote? Now what is your opinion? A third class, fourth class man in the vote, do you think it has any meaning?
Well, I don't define people first, second, third, and fourth class like you do, obviously.
No, you don't find? You don't find first class and.
I'm not as willing to judge other people.
No.
I'm not willing to say whether you're first, second, or third class, just as I'm not willing to say.
At least you are educationist, you are a professor. According to the modern society, you are also the first-class man. Do you think your position and low first-class man the same?
I think everybody has the same amount of intelligence and ability. It's just that some
that's
look like
all
right. Than others.
Everyone has got the potency, but unless he shows his intelligence, he has no value.
Oh yeah, but a lot of people don't have a chance.
Yeah. But those who have no chance to become first-class man, their vote, what is the value?
Gotcha. When you coming to Krishna consciousness.
According to our Vedic civilization, first class man's boat. Who knows things as they are? Mm. Who does, one who does not know things as they are, what is the use of taking more from me? Our Vedic civilization, the Brahmins, first class men, the qualification of Brahmin, find out. So, sama, sama, sattam, saucham, pitikya, ardhamam, jnanam, vijnanam, asikam, brahmatanam.
Sama, sama, tapa, saucham, chanti, ardhamam, evacha, jnanam, vijnanam, asikam, brahmatanam, subhavajam. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahman.
This is first class man.
I'm not a first class man.
And now that I do not know. But if we have got these qualities, we have to judge by the qualities, not by birth. But since India accepted a Brahmin by birth, without these qualities, India's civilization fell down.
That's why. Huh? Are you a Brahmin?
No. I'm Brahmin.
By
birth,
you're a Brahmin.
Yes. But we are not, we do not recognize Brahmin by birth. Huh. Brahmin by this word. Anyone who has got, this is the Shastric injunction, that if the qualities are found somewhere else, that means one who is not born in a Brahmin family, but he has the qualities of the Brahmin, then he should be accepted. That is Shastric Indian. Jasahi jat lakhanam proktam varnabhi manjakam jadi annatrapi. Annatra means elsewhere. Tattenaiva vinitishyate. He should be accepted as such. Similarly, if a man born in Brahmin family, but he has the qualities of the Shudras, paricharyatmakam karyam shuddha karma svabhava. Paricharya means service. To accept so therefore, according to Bhagavad Gita, nobody is Brahmin. A Brahmin should remain independent. He should live by his qualities. People will honor him. Just like we are training, we do not serve anyone. But we are maintaining big establishment. This is Brahmin. We do not serve anyone. Any merchant officer, any no. We chant Hare Krishna, that's all. If Krishna wants, he'll give us food, we shall starve. Men are going to serve. This is the proof. We are spending not less than 20 lakhs of rupees for maintaining our establishment throughout the whole world. But we do not know what is our next moment's income. We do not know, we have eaten today, we do not know whether we shall have any eatable next day. This is our position. If it is available, we shall eat, otherwise we shall starve. This is our position. We still don't seek any employment, give us some service. To maintain us. No, not do that. Never do that. And I was alone. I was not doing that. I was living alone. I had no income, no friend, no shelter. Since I left my home, since 1954, I never have cared for anyone maintaining me. And there was no resource fixed into our living condition. I depended on Krishna. Similarly, the whole society, we are feeding daily 10,000 men. We have got about 100 centers. And we are maintained in Europe just like European American standard, not vagabond standard. But still we have no fixed income. Depend on Krishna. If he wants, he will give us food. If he wants, we shall starve. This is my practice. Now I have got all degrees, and unless I get a good master, then I am still dog. That is Sudra. Without getting a master, just like a street dog, has no value. Unless he gets a good master, and then he can go, I've got my master. And if he doesn't get a master, nobody cares for it. And he's lean and thin, here going, here going. This is Sudra. He has no power to live independently. That is Sudra.
And you're training them to live?
Yes. Chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna will supply everything. Be confident. This is man. We don't depend. You see, for the last 10 years our institution going on, we don't depend on anyone else. If you contribute voluntarily, welcome. But we are not dependent on it. This is my example. You don't find it. Sama, dama, tapas, saucha. What is it? Sama?
Sama, dama, tapas, saucha. Chanti.
Kanti.
Arjavam, Emucha. You want me to read each word?
Yes, yes.
Sama, peacefulness. Dhamma, self-control. Tapa, austerity. Socham, purity. Kshanti, tolerance. Arjavam, honesty.
Simplicity, honesty. Arjavam means if the enemy inquires from me, what is your secret? I shall say, yes, it is. I have no secret. This is my position. This is Kalahari. Don't keep any secret. So, Arjava then?
Jnana, wisdom.
Full knowledge.
Vijnana.
Vijnana means practical activities. If one believes God, Krishna, and if he believes that Krishna is giving food to everyone, even to the elephant and to the ant, then why should I bother for my food? He must give me. If he is supplying food in the jungle, so many animals, and the elephant eats at a time, 40 kg food stuff, and the ant within the whole of your room, he is also there. The lizard is there, the rat is there, the cat is there. The Krishna is supplying food to everyone. That is God. He is supplying the necessities of life to everyone. So what I have done that he will not give me food. And I am engaged my life for his service. If I have no such confidence, then what is Krishna confidence? Why shall I flatter others for my food? So this is brahmanism. I must have full confidence in Krishna. And God is so able, so competent that he can feed millions and trillions and unlimited number of living entities. And I have dedicated my life for Krishna's service, and I will start. Krishna will not look after me. Is that fair?
Not by your
measure. Huh?
Not by your measure.
What is that?
He says, not by your measure. In your terms, that is not.
Yeah. Actually, that is the fact. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, kind of. Kasmad bhajanti kavayu dhanadun madandha. Yes, find out the verse from the yellow. Yes. Kasmad bhajanti kavayu dhanadun madandha. The verse begins, Chirani Kingna Sati Shanti.
See.
Chirani Kingna Pati Shanti Visanti Vikshyam Naingam Viva Paravita Sarita Pasushyam Buddha Guha King
Chirani Chiravasa. Chiravasa.
No, Chirani.
Chirani.
Chirani Kingna Santi.
Is it C? It begins with C?
Yes, C-H-I.
C-H-I.
Or C-I.
C-I.
That it must be in the second, second hand. Find out the second hand. If one reads Bhagavatam thoroughly, that's it. Vidya Bhagavatapati. Then his education is finalized. Vidya, Vidya Avadhi, the limit of education is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jani kim pati na shanti di shanti viksham naivan gripaha parabrita saritopi asosyam. Rudha guha kim vajito bhati na vasanam kashmat bhajanti kavayo dan dan
durmada.
Translation. Are there no torn clothes lying on the common road? Do the trees, which exist for maintaining others, no longer give alms and charity? Do the rivers being dried up no longer supply water to the thirsty? Are the caves of the mountains now closed? Or above all, does the Almighty Lord not protect the fully surrendered souls? Why then do the learned sages go to flatter those who are intoxicated by hard-earned wealth?
That saintly persons are depend on Krishna. If Krishna is not supplying cloth, all right, find out some thrown out cloth on the street. And poor go to the tree, take some fruit. And for water, go to the river, there is sufficient water. And for shelter, go to the cave. So these are already arranged. And above, over and above, do think that the Supreme Lord does not take care of a person who has fully surrendered and faith. Then why you are going to flatter this rich class of men for your food? diseases. And that is the speciality of still in India you will find many hundred thousands of these sadhus, you know. They do not go anywhere. I have seen in Allahabad, Kumbh Mela. They take bath in the Ganges and sit down in that place, chanting Hare Krishna, without caring where from the food is done. They sit down. And everything is coming. Still in India, if there is information, even in the remotest village, there is a saintly person has come in this village, they will approach. Baba, what can I do for you?
Have you done that?
Huh?
Have you wandered around from village to village?
Not village to village, but town to town. Even in foreign countries.
even in Australia, yeah. to get back more to the origins of the movement, why do you follow the teachings of Chaitanya rather than, say, Vallabhai or Ramanuja or Ramananda?
No, there's no difference. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is the summary of all Vaishnava. Ramanuja, Ramana, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Shani, Nimbarka, the four sampradayas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows everyone. There is no difference much.
Oh, how about Kabir?
Kabir is not in the sampradaya.
No.
He's abstract. He says, Mala Jape Sala. He's abusing a person who chants Hare Krishna. He's such a rascal. Mala Jape Sala. Sala is an abusive language. Mm-hmm. He says, Mala Jape Sala. All the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they chant. And he is speaking Sala. How fallen he is. That is the difficulty. That our system is accepting the previous acharya authority. So anyone who does not follow this principle, he is outside. He is not accepted as authority. The Kabir is not an authority.
Does that mean you go back to Shankaracharya?
No.
No?
Shankaracharya is also not authority. Because he does not follow the acharya. Of course, Mahabharata philosophy was there always. But that was never taken very seriously. Vyasadeva is the authority. So Vyasadeva is not Mayavadi, he's Vaishnava. Mm. We belong to Vyasadeva Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. Therefore we worship our spiritual master as Vyasadeva's representative. Bashful.
And how about in the south? Do you have many?
Yes, people? Everywhere. South is the same thing.
Surely not as many as in the north, or as much.
Well, that is the influence of the time.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, and anyone can follow. Either south or north, it doesn't matter. Or east and west. But if you don't follow, and still you say that I belong to this sampradaya, that is another.
don't worry about...
We have no worries. Because we have got...
I don't have any worries either. That's cute.
No, because we follow the standard. Just like it's a small child. He follows his parents. And he knows, my parents are there. That's what he has no worries. Is it not?
Well, no.
So we shall remain, we shall remain like a child, being protected by our predecessor. Then there's no worry.
Yeah, but there are
and if you want to manufacture something of your concocted brain, then there is. Just like Gandhi. Gandhi wanted to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita, which is impossible. Therefore he had worries. Because he wanted to prove something which is not in the Bhagavad Gita. And still he took Bhagavad Gita as evidence.
Wow. But there are, my point is, there are other texts as well as Chaitanya's texts. There are other texts, other Gitas.
Other versions of the Gita. Besides what Chaitanya
has. No, that is not authorized. Therefore we say specifically Bhagavad Gita as it is. No interpretation. Here Krishna says that Manvana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyajivan Namaskar. So we preach that thing. We preach, be Krishna conscious. Manvana. Always think of Krishna said. And we are teaching these disciples. Always think of Krishna. There is no defilement. You don't create. And that's pretty successful.
Yeah.
Others, they created their own concoction. It was never successful. Before me, so many Swamis came to the Western country. They are not successful. Not a single person was Krishna conscious in the history. In the history of the last 200 years, so many Swamis are coming in the Western country. They also speak on Bhagavad Gita. But not a single person was Krishna conscious. And since we have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, hundreds and thousands, this is the proof. That they presented something, concoction, it was what is called important. The important man having sex, he cannot beget children. He can enjoy that sex, but he cannot beget child. Similarly, these so-called Swami, they are important. They could not produce any child of Krishna consciousness. That is the proof. So you reply this. Don't be innocent like this.
You can't just say that they don't exist. They're there. And surely there are other people who think they're just as important. About 100 years ago,
Vivekananda came. And he stayed in New York. But these people, when I came, I asked, what is, do you know Vivekananda? They said, no, I had to find out, search out, where is Vivekananda's center. It was not very prominent. Nobody was there.
No.
So, for 100 years, they walked the Ramakrishna Mission. They could not establish even half a dozen centers in America. And I established 40 centers within 6 years. And in each center, there are devotees, not less than 25, up to 225. In Los Angeles, we purchased one church. The church was sold because nobody was coming. And since we are taken, if you sometimes go to Lhasa, you'll see it is packed always. Mm. The same people, the same chart. Why it is packed now? And why it was sold without any attendance? What is the difference? I have not brought this man from India. Neither I brought that chart from India. Mm. The chart was there, and these people were there. Before this movement, they are not going there. And now they are coming. So, what is your judgment?
Well, when I first came in, I asked you why were you so successful, and you said, I don't know how you measure success, and now you're measuring success by numbers, and that's not fair. That's not logical.
No, my standard of success is a little different. Huh. Of course, this is success. Everyone is saying I'm successful. Mm. So it is not unsuccessful. But my standard of success is a little different. So even it is not fully successful, still the results are there.
Fair.
That is called Kaimutukna. And when I find full successful, just imagine what is that. This is partial success.
That's called touché.
This is the logic. Mm. The partial success is this. And when it is full successful, you cannot imagine that body.
I don't want to tire my out or I'm easy. I can go on and on and I can stop, whichever you want.
Give me some prasad.
One of the, just from understanding, speaking the two Mogars, one of doctor's dilemmas is that he is reading your Bhagavad Gita, but his colleagues do not appreciate your Bhagavad Gita so much. So sometimes he's confronted with the people who are tending more towards the impersonal school of thought, I think. Mm-hmm. And they have a little, they have criticisms of your Bhagavad Gita as it is. So,
That's why I was asking, to see how you would reply to them.
And first of all, you think that Krishna is speaking as person. What right you have to say that he is impersonal?
I don't say.
Anyone, what Krishna is saying, he's saying as a person. Mm. Aham. You know this Sanskrit word? Aham, I, first person. So, why these foolish interpreters, they interpret impersonal? What right they have got? They have no right. Suppose you are teaching something from your own point of view. Oh, what right I have got to say that this is not Mr. Such and Such's opinion. What I say, that is all. Is that very good judgment? You are saying something from your own point of view. Mm. And I poke my nose that this should be spoken like this.
Yeah.
Is this honesty?
It's a difference of opinion.
No, why should you I said opinion on your book? If I got opinion, I publish another book. Why should I interpret, why should I poke my nose in your business?
Yeah, but dialogue is how you learn.
No, that is most dishonest. Oh yes. You cannot interpret my book in your own way. That is not allowed. No gentleman will do that. You, if you have got a different view, You put your views in your own book. Don't drag my book. That is honest. And because my book is popular, you take advantage of my book and you interpret in your own way. This is most dishonest. You cannot do that.
No, but when you have different types of things that are
different types we may have, but Krishna's book, what Krishna is saying, it should be presented as Krishna says.
Yeah, but then you think that you know what Krishna says.
No, I say Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yeah, and other people think they know too.
No, how they know? That Krishna says, Krishna says, manmana bhavamattam. Simple thing. Find out this part. What is it answer, sir?
Always think of me and become
now, Krishna
my...
Krishna says, always think of me. How you can say that don't think of Krishna? Is that very honesty?
Were you using
the... Now, Krishna may be wrong, that is another thing.
Ah, okay.
But how you cannot that? Say that Krishna says something else. Krishna says, always think of me. So you have to present that Krishna says, you always think of Krishna. That is honesty. And if I say, no, no, you don't think of Krishna, that is dishonesty. That is dishonesty. We are fighting against that. Why should you poke your nose in the statement of Krishna? If you have got different views, you put your own book.
We're not really arguing about the same thing. I'm saying that if, say, somebody says Christ and the Bible says something.
You must say the Christ says like this.
Yeah, okay.
That is honest.
Yeah, okay.
If you say, no, no, what Christ says, it is wrong. What I am saying, it is that.
Yeah,
then
and
it is
dishonest. Muhammad says what Christ
any,
says.
Anyone, Muhammad yeah. says something, you have to say, Muhammad says this. You cannot say, what Muhammad says, it is not right. What I say, it is right. You cannot say that. That is dishonest.
Yeah, well,
you say in your own words, why should you bring Muhammad or Krishna or Christ to say your word? Did
no,
they come to support your views?
No, I don't do that. No,
no,
no.
No, you
just,
do
I'm
not do
saying,
that.
You compare.
You do not do that. You will see Dr. Radha Krishna says, when this he is making comment on it, he said, it is not to Krishna. Krishna says, manmana bhava madbhaji mang namaskar. And Dr. Radha, it is not to Krishna. How he is misleading people. He is a great scholar. And he said, it is not to Krishna, to the person. Just see, this dishonesty is going on. What right he has got to say like that? Krishna left his Bhagavad Gita to be interpreted by a rascal and not to Krishna. Mm. This is a rascal. Mm.
Okay.
You cannot say, you must say what Krishna says, if you take Bhagavad Gita. But if you have got a different views, then you write your own book, present, as many other philosophers said to me, I don't agree you. You don't agree with me, that's all right. Nāsau munijyasya matangna bhinna. You cannot become a big philosopher unless you have got a different views. That is the way. If I don't defy you, then I am not a big philosopher. That is the way it is going on. So, nāsau munijyasya, so if I take the opinion of one muni and another muni, another muni, then where is the real view? Therefore, it is said, Mahajana Jina Tatasya Pandita. Big personalities, what they have done, we have to follow them. So, our principle is that we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a great personality. All the Christians are following Christ, a great personality. Mahajana Jina Tatasya Pandita. You follow some Mahajana, great personality. don't take opinion, this man, that man, this man, this man. Then you will be bewildered. Karmasya tattana nihitam guhaya mahajana jena gadasya. So you have to follow one great personality, acharya. That is also recommended in the book, acharya upasanam, following the acharya. So you have got to recognize acharya, just like you said, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarta, Vishnusthani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all Sankaracharya. You follow one acharya, a Christian, you follow Christ, acharya. The Mohammedan, you follow acharya, mamma. That is good. You must follow some acharya. You don't give your opinion. That is our process. Evam parampara prapam, you see, I know.
Evam parampara taptaminam rajasya vidhika.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost.
Yes. As soon as you give up the acharyam parampara system, then it's lost. Krishna says that manmana bhavamad bhakta, all the acharyas will say like that. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, and Dr. Radhakrishna, no, it is not Krishna. You see, the fun. He has become more than the acharyas. So he rejects immediately. He thinks himself too proud that he defies the acharyas. You see, this is the difference. The whole Bhagavad Gita is spoken on the battlefield. Gandhi says it is non-violence. You see? So we have to follow these people, do you mean to say?
He had a lot of if you're measuring your success by the numbers of people, he had a lot of people too.
No, we don't take that by number of people. We take how many people are taking actually. But neither. Ekaschandra Samohanti. If one man accepts, then he can become the bright moon. Nachatara Sahasra. The so-called stars has no end. One moon is sufficient. So our preaching is, let one man understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't want disciples. I never collected disciples. I never compromised that you can do whatever you like and you become my disciple. No. You have to follow this. Now also, this morning I accepted so many things. First promise whether you are going to do this. Then I insist. This is my principle. If I would have said, no, you can do whatever you like. And give me some money, I shall give you mantra. Then you would have seen millions. But I accept very selective disciples. Not that anyone, everyone comes and I accept disciples. No. He is first of all trained up 6 months. Then when he is able to promise to follow the river, then I accept. This is teacher. It is not that everyone comes, give me $35, I give him mantra, and within 6 months he becomes God. Why do you
You should add humor to honesty.
He said it's one of the qualifications we should add good humor to honesty. He says you have good humor.
Yes. Yeah. One who has got knowledge, he is humorous also. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hani yasya pujaya. Take the whole plate.
Take the whole plate?
Yeah.
The whole plate.
don't miss out on Tulsi leaves.
It's a Tulsi.
You can take it home with you. Have it for breakfast.
And I was trying to tell him I didn't really disagree with him or with you.
What is that?
I don't disagree that when you say the text that you follow is the text that you believe in, all I'm saying is that there are other texts, and surely there will be some value in studying other texts. But he's disagreeing with that, so.
What is it?
I was reiterating the point that that we only follow the Acharyas. Hmm. And there's maybe a slight different approach within the Acharyas, but the conclusion is the same. Hmm. The conclusion is that we must surrender to Krishna. And we don't place too much value in people who are commentating on the scriptures who don't follow the Acharyas. We don't place that
no,
much.
No, that is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Even parampara pratham imam rajasa yogi. We have to receive the knowledge through parampara, disciple success. And because the parampara is broken, therefore it is lost, Krishna says. So we cannot accept Bhagavad Gita or any Vedic literature that is called Shruti. Shruti means one hears from the Acharya. That is the system.
Usually in modern education they have the idea called well-rounded point of view. They want to take some from here, from there, from that one, and that one, that one, and then think about them all and come up with a conclusion. So he's thinking it doesn't fit with their pattern of reasoning, how we take from one source and get the proper conclusion. Do they think they have to get from many sources and
now,
combine?
I can reply that if you want to know who is your father, then you'll have to take the knowledge from many sources by boat that who is your father.
It's not the same thing.
No, now it's an empty sentence. You cannot offer reason. You have to take from one source, from the mother. That's all. You cannot take both. Can you say, who is my father? He is your father. It is not the way. The way is to take the information from the right source, not taking both of rascals and fools. That is not the way. One source. And even from scientific point of view, arithmetic, 2 + 2 = 4, you have to take from one source. Any mathematician will say like that. Nobody will say, no, 2 + 2 = 5. No, 2 + 2 = 3. Nobody will say. 2 + 2 = 4, everyone will say. This is not the way of securing knowledge from here to here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve. And our Krishna, he said, imam rajasa yogi, evam parampara pratham. That is the recommendation. And because that source is now missing, that will is lost. This process of knowledge, that we take knowledge from anyone and everyone, his opinion. What is that? Not that everyone is in knowledge, but everyone can give his opinion. That is a difference.
That was my point.
That was the difference.
Only that. Everybody should have an opinion.
Everyone has got his opinion, that is the fine thing. But not that everyone has got the knowledge.
Well, that's why we come to you for knowledge.
Yes.
But I come to you for knowledge, and then I go to other people for knowledge too.
That you go, but if you want real, right knowledge, then you must approach the man who knows it. not that you find out anyone and everyone, you find out.
I know that. I'm done.
I'll give you a show around.
Okay, fine. I thank you very much for your time. And when you come back again?
When?
When you come back to Australia.
January. Hopefully in January.
Oh, no.
Will session be in there?
No, that won't work then.
It was a good try.
When is session?
Session will end in October and start again in March. But if when you come back in January, they tell me that you're here, I'll come talk to you again. If you want to talk to me again.
Oh, yes. You are always welcome. Educated man like you, we welcome.
Oh, yes. keep up the good humor.
Namaskar. Somebody else was to come?
I think, yes, one of them was coming.
I don't think it was around here, especially coming from the call.
So we had to run.
He said at the end, I am done.
I'm done.
He said, I am done.
What does that mean?
It means that you have finished him. they have such a misunderstanding of the philosophy from coming from India. When they come to see you, they think that you will be very liberal-minded, and it's because they have received this liberal-mindedness from so many other bogus swamis. But when they come to see you, you are very conservative. you are very conservative. You will not accept anyone else. So they cannot agitate their mind. They cannot do their moony thing. So many other swamis come and they accept this, accept that, do this, and do that, and simply stress the following
then,
words.
They will say to me, love humanity.
Yes.
This is very palatable. Ah, the sun is for humanity. He said, rascal, he does not know. Love humanity. Do not love Krishna. Love humanity. And then it will be clear. By loving humanity, you love Krishna, the Lord. This is the very fact. This is Vivekananda's philosophy. And most people say that. Love humanity. Oh, why humanity? Why not tigers? That they can say. Not bogus. Don't be misled by the bogus. Stick to your own people. People may come and may not come, we don't care. We must speak the right truth. Why people not coming? People are coming. We are getting more and more devotees.